Well, day four of our midterm elections road trip along the Blues Highway starts in Helena, Arkansas, at what is really hallowed turf when it comes to blues music, because this is where the longest-running blues radio show in the world has been coming from since 1941.
Pass the biscuits, cause it's King Biscuit time!
And the man who's been hosting that show, and still does 5 days a week, for over 60 years, is right here.
Hi, everyone. Sunshine, Sunny Payne, broadcasting live.
Years ago, your Afro-American people couldn't communicate with white people, so they'd sing about it. The blues today is about that. Same thing.
And what about artists coming through?
You got some great artists today. These kids learn their lesson well from the old-timers.
And watch this train move.
We're driving over the Helena Bridge from Arkansas into the state of Mississippi over the Mississippi River, and it was along this very route that in the 1930s and 40s there was this extraordinary mass migration of African Americans who were traveling out of this area in search of opportunity. And with them, of course, they took the blues, the music into which they had poured their burdens.
I'm going to Detroit, Michigan. Girl, I can't take you. Hey, I'm going to Detroit, Michigan.
We've made it to Clarksdale, which is the town known as the birthplace of the blues. And if that wasn't exciting enough, we're here to meet a brilliant blues musician, 10-year-old Aaron Wilkins.
When I was around the house when I was little, my granddad just kept playing, and then it just kind of caught on. And then it was in my blood.
1, 2, 3. Just wanted to my mother before I was born.
Blues music is not the type of music, kind of. It's just how you feel. Just certain lyrics come out and you don't know. And that's what blues is to me.
And a mojo too.
And people in Mississippi today know all about the blues. Theirs is the poorest state. Child poverty's reached shocking levels. In Mississippi, the proportion of babies who die in their first year because of poor nutrition and health is double the national average. Justin Zam is Aaron's music teacher.
I think that in other places, it's easy for rich folks to be over here and poor folks to be over here and white folks to be over here and black folks to be over here. And here in Mississippi, we are all in this together.
What kind of issues is Clarksdale facing?
As a teacher for my students, I worry about the departure of industry, opportunities for kids after they graduate from high school.
Everybody knows me.
There are other problems here. 10-year-old Aaron lives in one of the roughest neighborhoods in Clarksdale, with guns and drugs and gangs.
The biggest issue to me is the stuff that happens in the streets. Like, I want to stay away from that. You're never going to see me in the streets, no matter what. Because blues is what I play, and it's what I'm going to do for the rest of my life.